Russian experts voice concern over the North Atlantic Alliance's military buildup near the western borders of Russia, warning that NATO's full-scale, serious and thorough preparation are aimed at a military aggression against Russia. These days, NATO air drills dubbed Sea Breeze 2017 are being held in Ukraine. Earlier, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko also signed a law restoring the country's course towards the membership of the Western Military Alliance, confirmed a recent visit by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The fact that four battalions are deployed on our borders, this so-called part of double basing, which then after receiving personnel brought in from the US and other parts of Europe, will become the army corps numbering 40 to 50,000 people.
The expert also recalled recent NATO exercises in Germany, where civilian population was portrayed as Russian-speaking extras practiced by NATO troops. He said the move meant the possible occupation of Russian cities and settlements.
In response to NATO attacks and the military buildup on Russian borders, an adequate increase in forces and the demonstration to use weapons, including nukes from our side, is the only solution.
Recently, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated that NATO had frozen all projects in the fields of common interests, which only increased the conflict potential in the Euro-Atlantic. Russian-NATO relations are also in deep crisis over the alliance's military deployments on the eastern flank, in the Baltic and Ukraine, leading to a dangerous round of arms race in the region. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that NATO's military and equipment deployments to Russia's neighbors roughly violated the 1997 Russian NATO Founding Act.
Since the Obama administration, NATO has taken a frankly negative course towards Russia. Let's hope a change after a meeting between Putin and Trump on the sidelines of G20 summit in Hamburg.
Moscow, which is strongly opposed to NATO's eastward expansion, is now considering lowering its representation at the military alliance from a permanent attorney to a temporary one. However, Russia still hopes that the upcoming Russian NATO Council in Brussels will help the two sides sort out their differences, especially in regards to the situation in Ukraine. Marina Kartunova, Press TV, Moscow.